You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
With the Masters getting underway tomorrow, let's start with golf. And you know who loves golf? Jeff Goldblum.
Golf, yeah, I love golf. Yeah. I've played golf a bit in my life. But golf is like jazz, you know. It's all about improvisation and being, you know, delicate and having fun with it.
Is that what it's about?
It's so good.
That's a guy doing an impression of Jeff Goldblum.
Fantastic.
Very good. The odds-on favorite to win this thing, Dustin Johnson, is at plus 900. Okay. So basically 9-1. You bet 100, you win 900. You bet $1, you win 9. Justin Thomas is right behind him at plus 1,000, followed by Bryson DeChambeau, Jordan Spieth, which I don't understand. I know he's coming off a win, but first win in 4 years, and Jon Rahm all at plus 1,100.
Well, it's, you know, these guys, you're just trying to figure out when they peak.
Yes. Is Jordan Spieth going to get streaky again? Who knows?
Well, I don't know what did Spieth do the last couple of weeks before
the
win.
Well, he's been playing better.
We know he has the ability.
Yes. Yeah. The Washington Nationals finally got to play their first game of the season following the COVID outbreak on the team, and despite still not having like 10 guys available, they did manage to get a walk-off single off the bat of Juan Soto.
Love it.
I do too. It was a good win for them. They do it again, bottom of the ninth. They beat the Braves 6-5. The Nationals are the only undefeated team in the National League. They're 1-0.
With 1-0.
Yes. The Yankees, another easy peasy win for them. They beat the Orioles 7-2. The Mets doubled up the Phillies 8-4. Red Sox in the bottom of the ninth got a walk-off two-run double out of J.D. Martinez to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-5. The Reds beat the Pirates 14-1. And in that game, Tyler Naquin of the Reds hit a pair of home runs and had a two-run single. Yeah. He had 7 runs batted in.
Not too shabby.
No. He knocked in half of their 14 runs. On this day, April 7th, 1994, that's 27 years ago, something crazy happened. Listen carefully.
There's another hit. A drive down the third baseline. The tying run may score. He's around third. Racing for the plate. The throw. He hasn't touched the plate yet, and he does. Michael Jordan has tied up the ballgame with a ground double to left. And this crowd has seen what it came here for.
And, of course, the late, great Harry Carey talking about Michael Jordan in an exhibition game against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. He was playing for the White Sox. It was the only time he was up with the big boys.
Really?
In Chicago.
Oh, my God, how cool to see that.
Yeah, he knocked in a couple of runs that day.
Nice.
So it ended in a 4-4 tie, unfortunately. But one of the takeaways from that is Harry Carey was so smitten with Michael Jordan. He got to interview him before the game. And listen to how long it takes Harry to ask a question. And in the end, I don't even think he asked the question here.
Michael, I want you to know, I've been around this game for 50 years. This is the biggest thrill of my life, just seeing you in a baseball uniform. Because I remember talking to your dad, and he used to tell me how you and he used to go out in the backyard down home, and he'd throw the ball to you, and then you'd get a little bat, and he'd pitch it to you. And now you're trying to fulfill the dream that all of us had as a kid, someday to be a Major League ball player. You've been a Major League everything else. Now you're trying to be the baseball player you dreamt about.
Well, I think just being given an opportunity is something that I can feel very privileged about. I mean, the White Sox gave me an opportunity just to go out there and see what type of skills I have. And if I ever develop the skills to be up here, then great. If I don't, you know, at least I fulfilled the dream, at least trying. And I've had a good time doing that.
It took him like 30 seconds to get to the question.
Wow.
I got to tell you, I miss Harry Carey. I often
Chicago icons, man.
Yep, I often wonder if Harry was still alive today, what would he say?
My heart is black. And I hate you, sweet Jesus.
A gymnast at the University of Illinois named Evan Manavong, he stuck a landing during a vault routine last month, but now the video of that is going viral because he did something after he stuck the landing. He whipped something out.
Same vault as Diab. Oh, and he sticks a landing. Not sure what that is.
Exactly. It's vaccine.
Vaccine card? Whatever it is. If that's what it takes, sign me up for one of those cards.
Yep, he whipped out his vaccination card last month. You know, I haven't gotten vaccinated yet. I'm tired of seeing people flash their cards.
You become a vax hole.
Yes.
Don't be a vax hole. Hey, go over to Military Circle tonight.
I'll see what I can do. That, of course, the gymnastics report, always sponsored this time by Pepperidge Farm.
Remember those sweet, warm New England summers? Remember sipping lemonade underneath a shady tree? Remember when you hit that pedestrian with your car at the crosswalk and then just drove away? Pepperidge Farm remembers. But Pepperidge Farm ain't just going to keep it to Pepperidge Farm self free of charge. Maybe you go out and buy yourself some of these distinctive Milano cookies. Maybe this whole thing just disappears.
In the NBA last night, 76ers got Joel Embiid back. 35 points for him in a win over the Celtics. Uh-huh. Lakers topped the Raptors. Nuggets beat the Pistons. Clippers knocked off the Trailblazers. Steph Curry returned from injury. He had a tailbone injury. Still has it. Dropped 41 on the Bucks in a victory for Golden State. On the ice, the Islanders shut out the Capitals 1-0, and the Hurricanes was 5-2 winners over the Florida Panthers. Here's your fun fact. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play a snippet because you're probably not familiar with the band, but I'm very familiar with the band.
All right.
The band is Good Charlotte. This was their biggest hit. I think we should rob them. Good Charlotte. Wow. Good Charlotte. They, early in their career, protested KFC's treatment of chickens. But you know what, Rick? As you age, you know, as you get to the point where you're ready to sell out because you're not young anymore and you don't...
One more score.
Yeah. And it's not working out for you because that was their biggest hit. They haven't had a big hit like that in a long time.
Sure.
Well, again, they protested KFC's treatment of chickens early in their career, the whole band. But then they appeared in a number of commercials for KFC in Australia, and then they even tried to set a world record for eating KFC wings on Australia's Got Talent.
So they really did sell all the way
out. They totally sold all the way out.
Well, when you hear Rick Rumble for reverse mortgages, you'll know we're there, okay? So you know... I've been around a long time. I think I've been around long enough to know what's what. A lot of people think, is a great option for you seniors.